Today, I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about myself. After 30 years of dragging other people's stones, I finally decided to burn the boats and hang out my own shingle. And what I want to know now is, who's coming with me? This podcast is going to tackle some of the toughest questions in internet marketing today. Like, how do I position myself to quit my stupid job? Join me in this journey as I learn to navigate the deepest blue oceans in digital marketing. My name is Daniel Whalen, and this is Marketing Existential. All right, episode one, here we go. My name, as you just heard, is Daniel Whalen, and this is the show. I want to take today's show, episode one, and just use it as a chance to introduce you to me and who I am and what I'm about, what I'm doing, and then we'll just kind of go from there. So, again, my name is Daniel Whalen. I am originally from St. Louis, Missouri. I am now in Rochester, New York, and I am a marketer, or a wannabe marketer, I suppose. I'm on my way, right? This is the beginning, if you will, and I'm not necessarily sure where it's going to lead me. I have a lot to learn, and it's going to be interesting learning it and sharing it with you as I do. So, where I suppose, I mean, where it all began, right? I was born. No, I have been involved in marketing and web services for a long time. I put my first website online in the 90s. I want to say 95-ish. At that time, I was in my mid-20s. I was doing really, I mean, by today's standards, obviously, really rudimentary HTML websites for bands. I did a couple fan pages and things like that. But you know, that's what people were doing back then. You know, you had the animated backgrounds and crazy stuff. Looking back on it now, it's just so crazy. But that was my first dip into the web pool. And I've been kind of hooked ever since. And I've done lots of things since then. I got into CMS development, CMS management. I started working with .net Nuke, I guess, way back in the day. And then I found Joomla, and I worked in Joomla for a long time. I do some WordPress from time to time. So those are the things that I've been doing. Now, over the years, what I've essentially done is I kind of classify myself as the world heavyweight champion of dabblers, in that I've never really taken it on full time. Or, I mean, and here's the problem, I suppose. I've tried to do that a couple of times. I guess it was about 2006, I suppose. I tried to do some freelance stuff on my own. And I mean, here, I don't know where to go with this necessarily, but it's difficult to get started in an industry, you know, from scratch. And it doesn't matter what industry you're in, right? If you're just going to tell yourself, I'm going to do this, it would be best. And I'm going to do the same here as I kind of learn things and I share things. I am definitely going to recommend to people, if you have a job, hang on to it and, you know, kind of ease into marketing. And I think there's a lot of opportunity in marketing, in affiliate marketing and things like that for you to make a living, for you to replace your day job income with, some digital marketing stuff. But in the times that I've tried to do it in the past, has been in some ways desperation, if you will, right? I get laid off from my job and then think, oh, you know, I have these web skills and I could put those to work. So, you know, I've built some websites. I'm a little hesitant to call myself an expert, but I'm pretty good at search engine optimization. So I do some SEO. I understand marketing and marketing messaging and things like that. So, I mean, these are the things I've really been kind of into as a hobby or a semi-pro, if you will, hobby a couple of different times. 2006 was the first time, and things didn't go great. 2007, I suppose, is when, you know, the economy really started to change, and I wasn't doing good anyway, and I wasn't in a good place mentally, and I ended up on a hippie commune for a couple of years, which was great. I'm not going to complain about that. I'm not going to go into it today, but I spent some time on a commune, and then when I came out of that commune again, I was not employed. So, you know, let me try to do this for a while. And I nailed a couple of jobs and got off to a decent start. And then if you've ever done any freelance work of any kind, web development or otherwise, it can be a challenge, right? You're, kind of, you know, you spend a great deal of time trying to sell jobs, and then you spend a great deal of time, trying to get paid for jobs. And, yeah, I just wasn't able to make ends meet. So that was in 2009. I tried it again and struggled, kind of fell on my face, and you know, it just wasn't good. I always kind of felt like I'm trying to pay my rent and make sure that, you know, we have food and, you know, keep the lights on, and you know, you have people from around the world who are selling the same thing you're selling for a fraction of the cost that you're selling it at. So I kind of almost feel like, you know, getting on Craigslist and competing on Craigslist in some ways for cheap jobs, you know, low budget customers, cheap jobs in a highly competitive marketplace is a hard road. And it was, and I had trouble doing it a couple times. And so since then, since 2009, it has really been sort of just a hobby that I've kind of played around with, built a couple websites here and there. I did a website for a congressional campaign, which was fun. So I've always kind of been in it, but I've not necessarily been serious and certainly not profitable, you know? So that's leading up to the relative recent history. Throughout all those years, and this is another, in some ways, blessing or a curse, depending on how you look at it, I suppose. I've always been gainfully employed as a telecommunications technician. So what would happen a lot of times is telecommunications is contracting ultimately. And so, you know, the winter months are often slow in contracting. So, you know, I might get laid off in say October or November and not go back to work again until March or April. So I'd have some downtime, you know, during the middle of the year, or the end of the year. And that's when I would kind of pick up a job here or there. And so there were always kind of two or three, four websites a year-ish. And what happened in 2018 was I suffered a really severe hernia, and that laid me up, and it laid me up pretty hard. I had 3 months before a surgery, and then the recovery from the surgery was going to be 2 to 3 months, depending. So I was going to be out of work for months, and that I did it. You know, I did it again, right? I kind of turned back to web development because I had these skills. And here's the interesting part. So, you know, kind of bear with me for a second. We're 10 minutes in. I'm not just now getting to the interesting part, but trust me on this one. I was kind of putting my website together to say, okay, here I am. I'm back in business. And I ran across the ClickFunnels webinar from Russell Brunson. And that in some ways, you know, sparked a whole new a shift for me, you know, in terms of, you know, websites and sales funnels and marketing. And, you know, it introduced me to, you know, digital direct response marketing. And that was it. I mean, it was an eye opener. I said, this is it. This is where I want to be. So I just did just totally immersed myself in, you know, the school of Russell Brunson. And I did several courses that I could get my hands on. I've been through Funnel Hackers. I did the One Funnel Away Challenge twice. I did a couple of other things that I got as part of packages and getting involved in those two things. Ignite was one of them. So I learned a great deal about digital marketing very quickly. And you know, it's definitely where I decided, you know, this is where I want to be, you know? So, that's what I've been doing. And I've been putting it all together, and it's taken me months longer than I anticipated taking me. And a lot of it is, it's interesting how much of this stuff is mindset, man. You really got to get your head into the game. You know, you have to believe that you can do it. You have to be, you have to convince yourself, if you will, that, you know, you're smart enough and you're good enough and that people like you. And those things can be really challenging to do. You know, again, way more challenging than I anticipated them being. So, I had a rough 2018, you know, my dog died. I got the hernia. My wife had a bunny. The bunny died. I mean, there was, you know, some loss in the family. There was, we lost an apartment. The apartment we were living in got sold kind of out from underneath us, and the new landlords were not friendly to us or our situation. And so, we had all kinds of things just go wrong. And I kind of spent the end of 2018 saying, you know, this has been the worst year ever type of thing. And, you know, we're halfway through, 2019 now, and 2019 has been as bad in some ways. It's really been hard for me to get started. And part of it has been, you know, one of the things I'm going to talk about, and one of the things, if you look at marketing, or you study into the marketing, or do any of the marketing courses, or any of the marketers or anything out there, publish, man. Everybody harps on it, and I'm going to harp on it, and everybody's going to harp on it. Publish, publish, publish. You have to publish. You have to get your name out there. You have to put yourself out there. You have to make yourself available. I saw a quote somewhere the other day that said, you will be broke as long as you're anonymous. And that's, you know, there is really something to that. You kind of have to get out there and start talking to people. I mean, that's the way to do it. And the podcast is a big part of that. Now, there are many different ways, and we'll talk about all these things moving forward. But you know, you can publish a blog, or you can do videos, you can do reviews, you can do all kinds of stuff. And a podcast is one. Podcast is a very good vehicle for publishing. They're very popular. People download them. So this is what I wanted to do, and I decided that this is what I wanted to do easily 4 months ago. And you know, to turn it on the mic and just start talking has been difficult. It's really been a challenge for me. And so it's late. You know, I wanted to be here today talking to you just like I am right now in March, and it just didn't happen. So now it is happening, and I'm committed to it, hell or high water, as they say. And this is it. So moving forward, this is where we're going to be. And I'm working on several different things right now. I have an affiliate funnel that I'm doing right now that I'm about to launch. That is basically a tool. I'm calling it a tool crib, and it's basically lots of different, basically all the best, you know, or most popular tools out there for building funnels, doing design, you know, making podcasts, all kinds of stuff. So there's going to be lots of tools in it, and that's about to launch. I have another funnel that is launched right now, and I haven't really put a whole lot of time or effort into it, but it's a beginner ClickFunnels training course. So I have a course that's online that I'm about to start putting some more time into. And I also have the thing really in some ways that I'm really excited about is digital direct response marketing kits for various verticals. Like I have one that I'm getting ready to do for contracting companies that in the area. Contracting is something I'm very familiar with, so I believe I can help these folks. Talk to their customers, get new customers, generate leads. I'm pretty good with lead generation. So I have that. I have another one for realty. I was a licensed real estate agent 25 years ago, but I know some things about real estate and, again, generating leads within the real estate marketplace. So those are things that I'm interested in, and it is going to be useful for people. The thing, and one of the things they tell you when you get into this whole marketing world, is that you know, particularly in Russell Brunson's Expert Secrets, for instance, find your passion, right? Become an expert. If you listen to Gary Vaynerchuk or Russell Brunson or lots of the big marketers, you know, find the thing that you're really passionate about and figure out a way to position yourself to make a living doing that. And so the thing I'm really passionate about and the thing that I'm working on right now and trying to figure out how to make happen is politics. Now, another thing, and this is in some ways one of the things that's been kind of holding me up a little bit over the course of the last couple of months, you know, they tell you, find the thing you're passionate in, you know, or the thing that you're passionate about, things you can, you know, something that you can geek out about all night long with your friends. And that's your thing. Well, that thing for me is politics, and particularly electoral politics, elections and campaigning and that sort of thing. And, the other thing they tell you though, is that, you know, being political or making political statements or choosing sides, if you will hurt you, will isolate you, will, you know, the bitter partisanship in our country surrounding politics will in some ways tune out, you know, half your customers or half your potential customers. And so that's the thing that I've been kind of myself, you know, tug of war for a couple of months here, is how do I do the thing I love if the thing I love is going to ultimately hurt my process? And eventually, and it was relatively recently, like 2 weeks ago, I decided, you know, hell with it, man. This is what I got to do. This is the thing I want to do, and it's time to get started. Let's go. So welcome to the show. And so anyway, that's the new thing now is, you know, in the combination of putting together a couple of affiliate marketing tools that I want to just kind of use as sort of a passive income vehicle to lay in the back of my front, you know, of the front of my, you know, business. I'm going to really kind of focus on politics. And what I want to do, what I'm working on, is how do I apply these digital direct response marketing strategies taught by Russell Brunson and the biggest marketers in the world, and apply those to electoral politics. Because what I believe is our body politic, if you will, and particularly in terms of campaigning and messaging, is kind of stuck, like, you know, 30 years kind of stuck in I argue is stuck in the 80s with this red blue partisan divide. And one of the things I was learning in the process of learning about marketing is how you have to really target your messaging, speak to customers directly, understand their process and the customer journey. And I thought to myself, as I was listening to all these things being taught, as I was absorbing them from the gurus, I kind of feel like I can apply this directly to politics. Because right now, what I kind of feel like, when you come out of the gate saying a new campaign, you essentially have two customer types, right? You have the red customer types and you have the blue customer types. And half of those customer types are not in your market. So you don't even talk to half of them. So you have what is ultimately then one customer type, and you develop your messaging for that one customer. And I know for a fact from talking to people, hundreds of times through the past in various campaigns, that one message is not enough, is not good enough. And the other, I can look at this statistically too, and just know in that, 45% of our electorate does not vote. So, I mean, we're not communicating well enough with a huge portion of our population. And I believe wholeheartedly that is because our messaging is poor. What they say in marketing, right? That a marketing message designed for everyone kind of speaks to no one. And that I think is what politics and our body politic as a whole through campaign politics is missing, right? It is a singular message targeted at everyone and therefore speaking to no one really. So the only people you really get to engage with your message, the only people you really get to show up at the polls are people who are pretty heavily engaged, So if you look at I will talk about all of these things moving forward. So if any of this stuff that I'm saying right now is foreign to you or you don't really understand what I'm saying, kind of bear with me a little bit because, I'm new here. But there is what they call the five stages of prospect awareness. And the first stage of the prospect awareness is completely unaware. And a huge portion of our electorate falls into that completely unaware, stage. Now, the next stage after you're completely unaware is problem aware. So that I think between those two stages and the five stages of prospect awareness, between completely unaware and problem aware, that is basically, I was going to say everybody, it's certainly not everybody, but it's a lot of people. It is millions, tens of millions of people that fall into one of those two categories. And the messaging that's being put forth by these political campaigns is not speaking to those people in any way. It's not like it's speaking to them and they're not listening. It isn't speaking to them. And I think that is a huge problem. I think that is, My wife has a term that that she uses that she kind of taught me the other day, is that the sunk cost fallacy, in that people become invested in their message. People become invested in whatever it is they're working on or that they're trying to whatever they're trying to achieve, you know, whatever goal that they're after, they become invested in that. And they have a hard time getting past it or moving on to a different thing or a different idea, because they have invested so much time and energy into this thing, they're stuck on it. And I think that is a pretty good explanation of how our political messaging has ended up where it is. And what I believe it has done through essentially not giving up the ghost, if you will. We're just going to keep pounding this red-blue dichotomy. It has pushed us further apart. It has created this huge partisan divide in our country and is really kind of stoking the flames of a great deal of hostility. And, we sit around and we kind of figure out, why is it like this? Well, we're doing this. We're making this happen. And that's one of the things I argue a lot within, my political ideology, is that so much of what we do, and particularly so much of what we do in messaging, is on purpose. This is the argument you're going to hear me make it 100 times if you pay attention to this podcast. We do this on purpose for profit. And, so when I look at the partisan divide and I think to myself, we're not talking to people correctly. We're not engaging people in our message. We're not inviting people to come and learn about us or learn about our candidate and know, like, and trust, these people. They're already kind of starting off in the completely unaware or problem aware stage, to where they're already distrusting of you and your message and government and So it is a strange environment that we're in right now, which I ultimately believe we have created. And through the persistence of this messaging and using this messaging over and over and over again, we're exacerbating the problem. I mean, it's not getting better; it's getting worse. So that's the thing I'm working on, I am going to put together a something. I haven't really figured out what yet, if this is going to be a course or what. But I believe that the modern digital direct response marketing strategies are a better model for engaging people in a message, inviting them into your world, and changing their minds. Right? I mean, what is a big time marketer. I don't know how many folks are listening to this who know marketing, but Steve Larson, Sales Funnel Radio. He used to be with ClickFunnels. He was Russell Brunson's funnel builder, but he quotes, or he says that marketing is just the act of shifting and affecting people's beliefs. And that's, I've quoted that now. This is multiple times. That's politics. Right? Shifting and affecting people's beliefs. So that's what marketing does, and that's what politics aims to do, and it does it poorly. While at the same time, I look at these marketers and I look at the growth that I see in the marketing, environments, and they're killing it, right? So it is not, there's not difficulty in attracting people to your message or in getting people to know, like, and trust you. The difficulty is doing so within the body politic with poor messaging. So I am going to change that. So welcome to the journey as I head out onto the road and look to heal our partisan divide and unite our country with marketing messaging. So we'll see how it goes. And I'm excited. And if you've stuck with me through this episode, I really appreciate it. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you listening. If you're interested, subscribe and like it, and, you know, get me, throw me a like. And I look forward to talking to you more. I'm going to try to do at least an episode a week. I would like to possibly even do more than that. We'll just have to see how it goes. All right. So until next time, folks, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.